Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. Good evening, and I thank you for joining us on Christmas Eve. We are excited, and we're always excited for another opportunity to just interact with our listening audience. On tonight, our show will be very brief, but we wanted to take the time to wish our listening audience a very, very Merry Christmas. We want to take some time to pray for you and your family during the holiday season. And we want to just bring a spirit and an atmosphere of Christmas. But more importantly, we do not want to forget the reason for the season. And symbolically, we know that Christmas is the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're going to just take a few moments on this evening. Again, we would like to pray. We want to take some time to bring in an atmosphere of Christmas. And we will elaborate a little bit on the story of Jesus Christ. We're going to go into another song, and then the next voice you hear will be my voice again with the word of prayer. And then we will get into a little scripture. And again, we won't be long tonight. This broadcast is probably going to be about 30 minutes. And then this is the last broadcast for Processing the Pain until January 2016. So, again, we're going to go into some Christmas music, and we will be back. Well, we are back, and thank you for listening to some Christmas music to bring you in the spirit. Father, we just thank you as we come before your throne for prayer. Father God, we know that this season, Lord, is a season that is special to all who have believed and received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. We know that this season is symbolic for the birth of our Savior. And Father God, we want to take the time, not for the excitement of the gifts, not for all that comes with the trees and the lights and the bulbs and the stars and all the material things, Lord, that we have a tendency to focus on, Father, but we want to take a moment to say thank you. Father, thank you for sending your only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And we thank you for that eternal life. We thank you for the gift of Christ. We thank you that for his birthday and his birth into this earth. We thank you, Father God, also for his crucifixion in this earth and his resurrection, Father. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for redemption, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you for your very presence in our lives. And we thank you, Father, that unlike Old Testament men and women of the Bible, Father God, we have something different. We have Jesus. Father God, we have the living word within us, living inside of us. So we have that gift, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you on tonight, Lord, for those who are sick and shut in. We pray for them. We lift them up, Father. We pray for those, Father God, that's going through mental challenges, emotional challenges, financial challenges right now. We pray, Lord, that you would just be with them, that you would comfort them, and that you would give them peace that only you could give, peace that passes all understanding. We pray for them. We know this is a time, Lord, that spirit, the enemy, will try to use the spirit of depression. So we bind the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. And we, Father God, ask right now, Father, for a spirit of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we thank you for that joy right now. Father, we want to ask for your forgiveness. We want to ask, Lord, that you will forgive us for taking for granted, Father. Just the sheer fact, Lord, that we are here, that we are breathing, that we have our limbs, that we have our mental capacity, Father. We want to just ask for your forgiveness, Father God, that we have not acknowledged you, Father God. If we have not acknowledged you, we want to ask for your forgiveness. We want to ask for your forgiveness for the spirit of complaining and murmuring that we let allow to attach itself to us, Father. We want to ask for your forgiveness, Father God, for not being a blessing to others as you have blessed us, Father. Father God, we know that generally the new year brings about resolutions, Father God. But Father God, we resolve today, before the new year, we resolve today to be better than we was yesterday, Father. We resolve today to operate in your will, Father God. We resolve today, Father God, to serve you, Lord, to acknowledge you, to thank you, Father God, to be grateful, Father. We acknowledge today, Father God, we resolve today, Father God, that we will walk in good health, that we will walk in good spirits, Father, that we will walk as the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed going in and going out. We receive the blessings, Father God. We resolve today, Father, that we will be a blessing to others, Lord. We resolve today, Father God, that little becomes much when it's placed in your hands, Father. And we give all we have to you, for it is yours anyway. And we thank you, Father. We just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, because so many people didn't make it to see another Christmas. So many people didn't make it, Lord. And we thank you that we made it, that we're allowed to see another birthday of Jesus. Father, we thank you, because who else would be so willing to give gifts on yet their birthday, and yet we receive gifts on the birthday of Christ. So we say thank you, Father. Father God, we pray that you will be with each and every person that's on the highways traveling, Father, to get to their destinations. We pray a hedge of protection about them, that you would give them traveling grace and mercy, Father God, that you will prepare the highways and the roadways, that they will get to their destination safe and sound. We pray, Father God, for those, Lord, I really pray for those, Lord, that may be at their homes, Father God, and they're sharing this night alone, that they don't have family or friends to be with, Father, on tonight. So we just pray for them, Father God, that their hearts would not be heavy, Father God, but that they would take this time, this opportunity to spend time with you, Lord, and just allow you to embrace them, that you could, that they could rest in your bosom. We just thank you, Lord, each and every person that is taking the time out to listen in on the broadcast tonight. As brief as it will be, Father, we just wanted to acknowledge you, Lord. We wanted to pray for those, Father God, that's out there that's hurting, Father God. We wanted to be there for the one person, Father, that may call in and just need to hear a word. We thank you, Father. So, Father God, as we go on with the broadcast tonight, and Lord, as you allow us to bring some clarity, some history to the birth of Jesus, the story of Jesus, the story of baby Jesus, Lord, we just pray that those that's listening will be blessed by it. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you for another opportunity to serve. We thank you for the airways and the format that you have blessed us with so that we could be a blessing to others, Lord. And we know, Father God, that the main purpose for anything is that you will get the glory. So, Father God, we pray that in tonight's broadcast that you and you alone get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hello, audience. We thank you for tuning in on tonight, December the 24th, 2015. It is Christmas Eve, the day before, symbolically the day before Jesus' birthday. And we are so blessed that this year has come and gone. And we are just blessed that we are still here, that we are still growing, that the Lord is still doing what he does. He is in the blessing business, and we just thank him for being such a blessing to us. We're going to just go over to Luke, the second chapter, and we're going to go to, I'm just going to do some reading on tonight. There's not going to be a lot of talking again. As I shared earlier, this will be a brief broadcast. We know that it is Christmas Eve, and many of us are with our families and celebrating and bringing in Christmas Day. And so we don't want to keep everyone long. Again, this will be the last broadcast for Processing the Pain for the year of 2015. Processing the Pain will air again in January, the first Thursday in January, which is January the 3rd, 2016. We do have one more broadcast that will be broadcasting on the MCD networks this year, and that will be Woman to Woman, which will broadcast on Tuesday, December the 29th. And we are excited about 2016. All of our broadcasts have a lineup, just lineup and lineup of guests and show topics that will be amazing, that will be encouraging and empowering and will educate. We have a course starting on Mondays at the first of the year, starting on the first Monday in January. We have Relentless Pursuit. That's one of our new broadcasts that has been added to the MCD Network family. We are excited. That reaches out to the audience of ages between 17 and 34. They have some dynamic topic matters that's going to come up that that our youth, our young adults are dealing with in today's generation and what's going on in society. They will be speaking about the trend and just various topics that will be really exciting. So you will want to tune in or let your young adults know to tune in. Again, the name of the broadcast is Relentless Pursuit, and that's every Monday starting January the 4th. Starting January the 4th is every Monday, and that will be at, I believe, 7 p.m., but we'll keep you posted. Then on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, we have Woman to Woman. And, of course, Woman to Woman is a panel. We have a panel of ladies. We have a doctor, Dr. Brenda, Minister LaDon, and Coach D are on this panel, and we're addressing issues and topics that concern women and the things that women are going through and all those questions that women often ask and can't get answers to. So we bring the facts, with the principles, and then we tie it all together so it could be practical. Again, that's the facts with the principles, and we tie them in together so that they could be practical for you to be able to walk it out. And then on Thursdays of every week, we have a course, Processing the Pain, with yours truly, Coach D. And we will continue with Processing the Pain every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are looking forward to some exciting, exciting things that's taking place with Processing the Pain. So we look forward to picking back up with you at the first of the year. So we're going to go over to Luke chapter 2. Again, we're going to deal in, I'm going to start in verse 4, and then I'm just going to do some reading. And we all have heard about the story of Jesus and the baby born in the manger. And, you know, we all heard it. And so I just think that tonight, being Christmas Eve, the day before Jesus' birthday, this story never gets old. So I'm going to read the story. You could follow along with me, or you could just sit and close your eyes and meditate on what's being said. And again, we hope that it will be a blessing to you to just remember. This is just a time to remember. So again, Luke chapter 2, verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth and Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared, with the angel praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as had been told. I'm going to hit a couple of points on what I've just read, which was the story of Jesus. And the revelation came to me as I began to read this story is that a lot of people, this is a season, you know, it would be nothing short for the enemy to cause a spirit of gloom, a spirit of depression during this time of the year. And I'm saying this because I know I went through it, and I've spoken to other men and women of God, and I'm talking about mighty men and women of God, that have gone through this spirit of depression, this spirit of emptiness during this time. And what I want to do is encourage us that this is symbolic for the birth of Jesus. And I was reading the story, and I know the story, and Jesus was born in a barn. In a manger, in a barn. And so for every intents and purposes, Jesus was born, and his family was homeless. They didn't have a home. They didn't have a place to lay their heads down. And so I thought about that because a lot of people that's going through or going through generally around the Christmas time, the gloom comes with either a loss of family. They're not with their families. Jesus' family, Mary and Joseph, they weren't with their families. They weren't in their homeland. They were somewhere else. They were among strangers, and they couldn't find a place. They were homeless. And so I say that to say that some of us are not with our families for this holiday, and it's causing us to be sad. Some of us are maybe struggling financially, and it's causing us to be sad. Some of us are homeless, literally homeless, and it's causing us to be sad. We may be from place to place, as Mary and Joseph was from place to place while they were being obedient to what God was telling them to do. So I want to encourage you on tonight that we are going through some things. We've been through some things, and we're experiencing some things during this season. But guess what? So did Jesus' family. So did Mary and Joseph. And Mary, the mother of our Savior, she was homeless. She was away from her family, away from her family. A lot like what we experience today, that, you know, that these emotions of isolation, of abandonment, of being alone during this time of the year, of not having a place to call our own, of not having enough finances, you know, we lose focus of what this season is really about, and we get caught up in gift buying, and we get caught up in spending money and all that. And that's not the reason for this season. The reason for this season is to celebrate the day of Jesus Christ. It's to celebrate our Messiah. It's to celebrate that we have an opportunity to be redeemed back to God through His Son. And so we need to just refocus again on why this season is, but even more so beyond this season, because we all have troubles before and after, maybe this is the time of a season where we need to sit still and be still and just begin to meditate on the Word of God. Maybe this is the time of the season that we need to be still and trust God for some things. Maybe this is the time of the season that we could say that if Mary was able to be homeless, if Mary was able to be away from her family while she carried the Messiah, then guess what? But we should be okay from an emotional standpoint that maybe we don't have family. Maybe we're not around family. Maybe we don't have a home or a place to call home. But if Mary was able to do that, are we any better than Mary? Have any one of us labored the Messiah and birthed the Messiah? So be encouraged, be inspired by the story of our Savior being born, because everything about this story would say that there was nothing special about Mary and Joseph. They weren't rich. They didn't live in a mansion. They didn't have bank accounts full of money. I don't know for sure, but I would think that they didn't have a bunch of silver and gold, and they only had what we would call today a vehicle. They had, I think, one camel or donkey. I'm sorry, they didn't even have a luxury car. they had a bucket, because back, a donkey was considered a bucket when you compared it to a camel or a horse. So I'm just saying, when you look at the intricate details of the birth of Jesus, how can we complain? How can we be, murmur and complain about where we're at and what God has taken us through? But rather, why not just trust God and trust the journey? Trust the journey that He has us on. Trust that at the end of the journey, we'll be exactly where He purposed for us to be. Let's just trust Him. I know it's painful. I know it's hard when you can't, when you feel like you can't meet your needs, your base needs. You can't. And guess what? We really, none of us can. Because even those who have a job, even those that get a paycheck every week, guess what? That's not guaranteed. That could change tomorrow. And if the truth be told, even what you make, when you think you're making enough, you're still not making enough, because it's really by the grace of God. It's by God's amazing grace that we're able to meet our needs. And he said in his word that he would meet our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So we're saying, let's just trust the journey. And I'm speaking this more to Coach D than I'm speaking to my audience. And if my audience is blessed by what I'm speaking, well, then glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm speaking to Coach D that I'm choosing on tonight, the eve of Christ's birthday, to trust the journey, to trust that at the end of the moment that I will be exactly where God would have me to be, that I will not look at the circumstances on the outside, but I will believe from the inside out. Believe that I am who God says I am. I will believe that I will do what God says I will do. I will have what God says I will have. And that I will, that the work that God has begun in me, that he will complete it until he comes. And I encourage you, my listeners, to trust the journey. Stick to the script. God created each one of us. And he created us. He created us in his image. Each one of us was miraculously and wonderfully made. So if we are that, and he took that time to pour into us, to create us, then don't you think that he probably would have a great plan for our lives? Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to give you a moment to turn to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, and I'm going to read that because we need to remind ourselves sometimes when we're going through and we get down on ourselves and we get down with things not turning out the way we think they should turn out. I want to just remind us and go back to Jeremiah 29:11. I mean, there's thousands of scriptures in the Bible that could encourage us. But go back to Jeremiah, because God did. He created us. And in his word, he said that everything that he created in Genesis was good. He said, I did this and it was good. I did this and it was good. I spoke this and it was good. So we're good. Our very nature is to be good, even though the sin nature is in us. It's that the sin nature wasn't our original nature. That wasn't who we originally was. So let's go back to who we originally was. And Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Jeremiah 29:11, and this is your Lord, your God, speaking to you. This is your Lord, your God, speaking to you on yet his birthday, the eve before his birthday. And this is what he wants you to know. If you don't get anything else this season, if you don't get anything else tonight, if you don't get anything else, this is what he wants you to know. For I know the plans I have for you, Coach D, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And I would encourage each one of you to put your names there. If your name, whatever your name is, you put your name there. And you start speaking that. Start speaking that to you. Start speaking that to you and believe it. Believe it and begin to walk in your Jeremiah 29:11. He says, plans to give you hope in a future. You have a hope no matter how gloomy things look today, no matter what is going on, no matter the circumstances and situations. Today, remember that he's given you hope. And he's giving you a future. What's going on today is not going to last always. This is temporal. And temporal means it's subject to change. It's temporary. What you see today may not even be there tomorrow. It's temporary. The only thing that's everlasting and permanent is eternal life. So this is temporary. Know that God loves you. He sent his son. And this season, instead of the presence and focusing on all those things, begin to focus on that today, tomorrow actually, tomorrow is the day that God loved us so much that he gave, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son. For them who believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And with that being said, on tonight, I told you I would not keep you long on this Christmas Eve, but that I would give you some quick nuggets. We've been playing Christmas music this evening. We've had a word of prayer, and we are, and we had the word. And we believe that God has given us a word to stand by through Jeremiah 29:11, and we will stand on that for this going out of this season into the new season, into 2016. Again, I want to make mention that we appreciate our listening audience, because without you, there is no MCD Network. We love you. We appreciate you. We pray for your continued support. We pray that you will let others know if we've had broadcast throughout the year that's been a blessing to you. We just pray that you will bless someone else by passing on, passing on the broadcast. This is a free broadcast. There is no cost to listen in via internet or by phone. We are bringing and work hard, and we pray diligently to bring you good, meaningful topics, meaningful guests that's able to share their testimonies that encourages us and inspires us. So we just appreciate you. Again, starting for Processing the Pain, this will be the last broadcast for 2015. Our next broadcast will be the first Thursday in January, which I believe is January the 7th. That's going to be our first broadcast for Processing the Pain. Woman to Woman's last broadcast before 2016 will be next Tuesday, December the 29th at 7 p.m. And then starting in January, can you say January, MCD Network is excited. We're adding a new broadcast, Relentless Pursuit, starting on Monday, January the 4th. And this is going to be dynamic. We are excited, and we welcome Relentless Pursuit to the MCD Network and family of broadcasts. So we're going to have Monday nights, Relentless Pursuit, Tuesday nights, Woman to Woman, and Thursday nights, Processing the Pain. And we just, again, encourage you to tell a friend, join us. I'm guaranteeing you that anything that you could think of that you might want to hear discussed, one of these programs will be discussing them. Amen. So, again, we thank you. I want to take a quick moment, just a very quick moment, before we close out. If there's anyone in the listening audience on tonight that would like to just do a Christmas shout-out or have a comment, one prayer, we are giving you an opportunity right now to dial 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. Again, if you're on listening and you just want to do a Christmas shout-out, or you have maybe just a comment that you want to make to bless the listening audience, again, dial 1 on your dial pad, and our team will bring you in. We'll be glad to hear from you. If not, I'll give it a couple of minutes and see if we have someone. And if not, with that being said, we would just like to say that, again, we love you and we appreciate you. And we do have a caller. Caller, area code 951, last 4, 8370. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Well, good evening, my sister.
Woo-hoo!
Good evening.
Well, hello, Coach Z. How are you? Well, Coach Zipporah, how are you?
I am perfect in the Lord. By his grace, God is good.
Hallelujah.
God is good. And your word tonight, it was such a blessing. And that the people, you know, just knowing that no matter what, be thankful for where you are. If you're still alive and still able to do explode. Yes. You in the right place at the right time where God wants you.
Amen.
So just keep your head and keep praying and keep doing for others, you know. Don't settle on for me. Get out and do something for someone else, and you find the reward in that.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know, I tell you, I had spoke with Brother Dwight a week or so
mm-hmm.
ago, and I told him that I wanted to bring Darius up to the mission because I want him to get a chance to experience.
Yes.
And so that he could be grateful, that he could see, you know,
yes.
sometimes we don't know. And I understand why God has created opposition, because we don't
mm-hmm.
know. If we always experience good, we'll never be able to appreciate good. But it's when we
mm-hmm.
experience good and then we experience bad that we're able to appreciate good. If it's always, you know, so everything's opposition, hot, cold. And I just want him to get a chance to be able to see. Because right now he doesn't know anything other than his life, so we take it for granted. And so, Brother Dwight said, "Oh, perfect! You know, we're going to be feeding
uh-huh.
on today. You know, bring him up on today." And then I had to work, but I told him I will make sure that I get him, because we're going to start sowing some time into helping out and giving. You know, I had him collect all of his toys and old toys
uh-huh.
that he don't play with no more, that's, you know,
uh-huh.
still in good shape
uh-huh.
and clothes. I told him, you
yes.
pull it together, because we're going to bless
uh-huh.
somebody else. Amen. So
amen.
I appreciate you,
yes.
my sister. I love you dearly and miss you much. And
you
I'm
too.
So glad that you got a chance to tune in tonight. And
yes.
And definitely I love you and appreciate you. Matter of fact, what I would like to do, unless we have any other callers that have any comments or questions, I would love to have you, if you don't mind, pray us out.
Okay. Dear Father God, we come to you humbly as your servants, Father God. We ask that you forgive us all for our sins we know of, Lord, and forgive us for our sins that we have no knowledge of, Father
mm-hmm.
God. And God, Father God, we ask you to help us on our journey, Father God, to know and to listen, to hear your voice, Father God,
yes.
to know when to make the right turn and when to make the left turn, and not
yes.
go off of what we see, but go off of what your word says, and just depend on your word. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we'd just like to thank you, Father God, for being our Father, to being our Rapha, to being whatever we need you to be. We just want to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for just being our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh.
Well, sister, again, I appreciate you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas
Merry
to the
Christmas.
Listening audience on tonight. Just have a blessed day tomorrow. And in all the joy, the excitement with family and friends and food and gifts, just remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes.
And that this
yes.
tomorrow is symbolic, and it is a new, it should be exciting for us, because really it was the day that we were, it was the day that we were born again. It was the day, his
yes.
birth was the day that gave us another chance. And God is a God of second chances. And Lord, we just thank you for seeing us,
thank you,
seeing
Jesus.
Us able, that you were willing to give us a second chance in Jesus. We thank you so much for that. And we love you, Lord. Happy birthday,
yes.
Jesus. Happy birthday
yes.
to you,
birthday.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Well, we thank everyone for listening in to tonight's broadcast. And again, you could join us this next Tuesday for Woman to Woman and Processing the Pain. We will see you next year, 2016. We love you. Have a blessed Christmas.